You are Locked On Texans, your daily Houston Texans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
No, I'm not perfect. You know, there's not one area where, you know, I'm 100% at this, and I don't need to focus on it. So each day I just pick out something, and regardless of what it is, footwork, accuracy, mic points, you know, reading coverages, everything. You know, I just try to pick out one thing and focus on that.
That was Deshaun Watson on what areas he's trying to improve in on a daily basis. In today's show, you'll hear more from Deshaun on a number of topics, and we discuss NFL MVP odds and where Deshaun Watson fits among all NFL players. Welcome aboard, everybody. I'm Robert Land from the Houston Sports Talk Podcast, along with my co-host, Brian Patterson, from Fanside's houseofhouston.com. Thanks for diving into Locked On Texans, your best daily source of Texans news, views, and interviews. Before I bring in Brian, though, let's hear a little bit from Deshaun himself. He was asked what he's doing to make the young guys feel more comfortable and not as intimidated by their veteran teammates.
We just be ourselves, you know. We just, you know, eat with them, you know, in the hotel. We kind of hang with them, you know, bring them around to dinners and activities that we have, you know. Have all the receivers come to my house, and, you know, we go to Hop House and vice versa. So we just kind of just hang out, be ourselves, and make them feel normal.
Next up, Deshaun was asked about his receivers. One of those bubble guys is Braxton Miller, and the question was, how has Braxton improved from last year to this year?
The guy that understands defenses. You know, that was one of the biggest things. Of course, you know, he played quarterback in high school. I mean, in college, and then transferring to, you know, quarterback to receiver in the NFL is a big step. And you know, he never played it before, but, you know, this offseason he really recognized what the defense is doing, and it helped him out with his routes. He's a guy that has very, very good instincts, and once he can recognize something, he know where to go, what his position and spacing with the route, and, you know, we find him with the ball.
Everybody wants to know about the rookie fourth-round pick, Kiki Coutee. And here's what Deshaun said about Kiki.
He's a guy that's versatile. He can, you know, do a lot of things in the slot position. A lot of guys are going to have to really be on their toes to cover him. And he's a very instant and smart guy. A guy that learns very quickly and understands, you know, what the defense is doing to him. And he just finds opening. And he's a guy that snatches the ball up there. So he's going to be a great addition for us.
Remember Jester Weah? He's the undrafted wide receiver out of Pitt. We talked a little bit about him on the podcast in the last few weeks. So what did Deshaun think about the young fella?
Guy that's very, very athletic. A guy that's, you know, locked in, focused, and trying to learn. You know, he don't really say a word. He's just kind of quiet, you know, in the background. But every time he's out there, you know, he shows flashes. And, you know, he's learning a complicated offense. And he's behind some guys that he can really learn from. Duke Hopkins, Will Fuller, Bruce Ellington. And, you know, he's doing a great job. And I'm proud of what he's doing. And he's going to continue to get better and improve you know, try to make this football team. And I think he has a great shot at doing it.
The last player Deshaun was asked about is his center, Nick Martin, the one guy that we think is going to be still starting from last year to this year for sure. He describes how their relationship has developed over the years.
I kind of knew him from, you know, from afar. You know, he played at Notre Dame. We played him my sophomore year. But, you know, last year during training camp, you know, I was actually his roommate. So I got to know him then. And then throughout the season, you know, our relationship was building up. And then, of course, I got hurt. So I was kind of away from the team a little bit. And then, you know, we spent the whole offseason together. So, you know, me, him, JJ, Whitney, all the guys that was in the training and working together, you know, got a lot closer. And he's a guy that's fun. He's, you know, open for, you know, for anybody to come talk to him. He's a guy that's, you know, never mad, never angry. He's always positive vibes. And that's the type of people I like to surround myself with. So we'd both be on the same page and have a great relationship.
That was Deshaun Watson talking about, of course, Nick Martin. And Brian, good to hear that Nick Martin is a good guy, that they are bonding. Those guys are going to be working together for many years to come, you would hope, as long as Nick Martin is as good as we hope he is coming out of Notre Dame as a second-round pick. But what did you hear from Deshaun Watson that caught your ear?
Outside of, you know, getting a rapport with his receivers, You know, getting that rapport with the center is one of the most important. I would put that right after the wide receivers. So it's good to know that you know, they were roommates back at training camp. I don't know if he didn't say if they're roommates this year as far as training camp. I would think that should be the case because they do need to get that rapport together. What he said about Braxton Miller, you know, his experience at being a quarterback before, that he's able to read defenses. What I got out of that is he wasn't necessarily over complimentary of Braxton. Braxton still has an uphill battle to make this team. He is not a surefire guy to make this roster spot. Sammy Coates is giving him a lot of competition. Kiki Cutie, of course, you know, he's a fourth round pick. Yeah, he's going to be able to make this team just fine.
Hey, Braxton, don't get that mortgage yet on the house. No. Maybe you just want to rent. Just rent. If you haven't bought yet, just rent right now.
Get it. Yeah. Go to your hometown. Yeah, you can get your mortgage there, but don't think about getting it in Houston right now. You might want to hold off on that. Keep on renting, buddy. He was, you know, in terms of what he said about Kiki Cutie, he said he's going to be a great addition to this team, already confident, you know, in the level of work that he's doing there. And just, you know, what Deshaun is saying is he didn't say anything that would cause people to make any headlines out of. That's the way he always is. He knows how to stick to the script. But just reading in between the lines, I would honestly think that from what he said, Braxton Miller is still on the bubble here.
Didn't he say something about Kiki Cutie? He's like, he's good at reading things and figuring out defenses. That's what I want to hear from Deshaun about.
He did say.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely. And then with his speed, you know, that he's going to be adding to this offense because we expect to get faster and we expect to be scoring more points per game. Because, you know, with Tom Savage under center, it became anemic, you know. It probably tumbled to half, even more than that. I forgot what we were averaging when Tom Savage was under center. But we were close to 30 points a game whenever Deshaun Watson was. So, you know, one of the things about, you know, seeing this offense is that it's going to be exciting to watch. You know, it's not going to be like watching paint dry. So I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully it does work out. Still some kinks, but that's what training camp's all about.
Brian, that schedule, the Texans schedule, it's starting pretty soon, isn't it? It's not as far away as we think it is. I mean, here we are. It's August 1st right now, and we got a game coming up tomorrow as far as the NFL is concerned. But the Texans, it's just starting in a little bit. We are 1 week to go, as I think a lot of people are going to be listening to this on Thursday, August the 2nd. Well, that means we're 1 week away from the Chiefs game already.
That's right. That's right. Thursday, August 9th. Then we fly up to Kansas City, up to Arrowhead and take them on. We'll get to see hopefully a little bit of Patrick Mahomes. You know, maybe he'll get a few reps and then he'll probably have to go sit down because I just don't think that, you know, they're going to put him out there too long, not against, you know, our defensive guys. But that's what I'm looking forward to seeing the most, the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, it'll be good to see Kareem Hunt as well, you know, go out there and rush, you know, your main guys. But this is more of a game that you're going to see a lot of reps by our starters, but not to the extent of probably later in the preseason before they shut them down toward the end.
Well, in just a bit, we've got the latest odds for NFL MVP of the 2018 season, and you're going to want to hear which Texans player is on the list and where he landed. But first, we got to talk about Vivid Seats because, as I just said, the Hall of Fame game between the Bears and Ravens is tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday, so some of you are going to be hearing this, and you can turn on a game tonight and watch the Bears and the Ravens, some NFL football, NFL regular season. That means it's just around the corner. This season, just don't sit around watching the Texans game from home this season when you can be at NRG Stadium cheering in person thanks to Vivid Seats. They offer great prices for NFL games and all live events. And Vivid Seats is offering Locked On Texans listeners 10% off your first ticket order when you use our exclusive promo code Locked On. So when you run out there and get your Texans seats, you get 10% off if you just listen to me right now. That's Locked On, all one word. It's for new customers only and good through the end of August. Preseason and regular season tickets are available right now, and the Texans kick off their home schedule September 23rd against the Giants. You can be there for all the excitement. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Go to VividSeats.com or download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for 10% off your first order. The offseason is over. The NFL is back. And Vivid Seats wants to help you get to the game. So, Brian, I looked at a well-known betting site's NFL MVP odds. Deshaun Watson isn't the favorite for the MVP, of course, but how many players, if you were to take a guess, do you think are ahead of Deshaun Watson?
My best guess would be five.
Ooh. And you didn't cheat on me or anything like that. This is an honest guess.
Yeah, honest guess. I promise. No cheats here. You know, I'm just going off of pure, you know, just adrenaline and just, you know, I have that keen ability to make a good guess. I haven't won the latest lottery numbers yet. You know, the Mega Millions was at what last week. You know, I'm still working on that, guys. But hey, you know, I think I'm pretty close to what it actually is.
Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it. It's five players who have better odds of winning the MVP than Deshaun, which seems ridiculous. Considering he played just 6.5 games his rookie season. But we know it's not ridiculous because he's Deshaun Watson. He's at plus 2,000, which, as you might know, if you're a bettor out there, it's 20-1 odds. So you're going to roll out one of your $100 bills, Brian, and put it on Deshaun? You got that?
Absolutely. I'm going to Vegas or somewhere with a sports book. Yeah, I could do it online. You know, I want to put that 100 on there and just, you know, see where that goes. I think it's a good investment.
100 will get you $2,000 on that one if he takes it.
Yes. That would be nice.
Name me some players you think are ahead of him. Who's ahead of Deshaun?
Probably Tom Brady.
Yep. He's at plus 800. He's number two.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's plus 550. There's your favorite.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is tied. He's dead even with Deshaun at plus 2,000.
Gotcha.
It's quarterbacks. It's a quarterback league.
How about Jared Goff?
No Jared Goff. I think Todd Gurley would probably, you know, that might be if you're picking a Rams player, maybe you'd pick him.
I know Dak Prescott's not even in the conversation. I'd be surprised if he was. Is he in there?
Nah, he's not in there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Let me give you one guy, and I'll hint to you who he is. Think of a quarterback that had about as many games as Deshaun last year and has got about as much experience as a starting quarterback as Deshaun Watson.
Oh, I forgot about Carson Wentz. That's right. And while we're at it, let's throw in Kirk Cousins, because you never know.
I wasn't talking about Carson Wentz, but yeah, he's on the list. He's number three at plus 850. Practically the exact same amount of games as Deshaun Watson last year. Carson, he was in 13. He was almost twice as many, I think, as Deshaun.
That's right. No, I'm thinking about their touchdowns. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, because they were neck and neck as far as throwing double-digit touchdowns through the season. Guy had 19 touchdowns, and I think – I forgot what Carson had. He had a little over that before he got hurt.
One guy that we haven't mentioned is sort of a legend, future Hall of Famer. You haven't brought up his name. And the other guy is, like I said, he's somebody that – oh, I'll give you another hint with this guy. Not only does he play about the same amount as Deshaun Watson, he played the Texans last year. The Texans were maybe in conversations with trying to get him at different points of his career. Does that give you any hint whatsoever?
It's got to be Phillip Rivers.
No. Right? Phillip Rivers?
No, we didn't play him last year. That's right.
I've given up on you, and I'm kind of embarrassed with all those hits. Jimmy Garoppolo, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Jimmy. I kind of forget about those guys over in San Francisco. You can't forget about Jimmy, because, man, that guy, you know, he stirred something up over there in the Bay Area, and he may get it going. So, wow, I can't believe I wasn't even thinking about Jimmy. I don't know why.
Jimmy G's at plus 1,500, but he's tied with – come on, dude. This is a future Hall of Famer. You could drive to go see this guy in a day.
Right.
You could drive to go see this guy in a day, the guy that he's tied with, that you still haven't mentioned his name. He's got a Super Bowl ring.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
How could you forget Drew Brees? Plus 1,500. Him and Jimmy G are tied. It's unbelievable. Isn't that crazy that Drew Brees, who just does it every year, is tied with Jimmy Garoppolo, who we're talking about somebody that, like I said, played as many games as Deshaun did last year. And I'm impressed that Deshaun's like fifth best. But Jimmy G is right there at fourth best, tied with Drew Brees. Unreal.
Not this year. I don't think Jimmy G is going to win it this year. I see it in the future. But there's a lot of question marks with the guys surrounding them. They're working hard to build around them, but I don't see an MVP trophy for Jimmy Garoppolo.
He won with those question marks last year, though. He won.
He did, but there's a little thing called tape, and they've had all offseason teams to study him and his tendencies. So I definitely want to see how that works once the season starts and if he is as effective as he was during that awesome stretch of football that he played.
The same odds as Deshaun. We mentioned Russell Wilson is also plus 2,000. Cam Newton is another guy we should throw in there because he's at plus 2,000. He's with Deshaun and Russell Wilson. So those guys that have all the ability to run, those are your sort of running MVP QB quarterbacks. Matt Ryan's at plus 2,200. I think you said Kirk Cousins, right? Kirk Cousins is plus 2,200.
Yeah, so he's right there. Yeah, I forgot about Matt Ryan. You tend to forget about Matt, but he's been doing it year in and year out and probably doesn't even get nearly enough recognition for that. But he's kept that team rolling through the years, good and bad. He's been consistently good.
One guy that's got a lot of hardware to his credit, Ben Roethlisberger's at plus 2,500 right there with Philip Rivers, another name that you threw in there. So they're sort of in the conversation as well. Derek Carr is at plus 3,000. Andrew Luck is at plus 3,000. Both those guys need to have comeback years. You mentioned Jared Goff. Jared Goff's with those two guys. I agree with you. I think Jared Goff should be higher. I don't know if I would put him ahead of Deshaun, but I agree with you. He should be higher on the list for sure.
Yeah. He's got a great team around him, and he's got an offense that's conducive to his ability to go out there and produce. So Sean McVay has just really, you could call him the quarterback whisperer because he's found a way to make it work. Because we all wonder, I was like, is Jared Goff going to be a bust? But you know what? It wasn't that. It was just the system. And he was able to produce in that system. I watched a few games, with Goff in college. You know, I was like, I'm not seeing the same guy. So, that's good for them that they have a quarterback of the future that's going to be able to take them places. Yeah, these guys are going to win the Super Bowl. If they keep that team together, they're going to win it soon. Who knows if they win it before we do? They might, but that's a whole nother conversation.
The only running backs in that upper echelon, I want to say the first running backs that you hit when you go down this list are Le'Veon Bell at plus 4,000, Todd Gurley at plus 4,000, who I mentioned. And then they're tied with a quarterback in the division, Marcus Mariota, is at plus 4,000. The highest wide receiver, Antonio Brown at plus 5,000, who's got the same odds as Case Keenum. The former coup is right there with Antonio Brown. Eli also at plus 5,000. Ezekiel Elliott at plus 5,000 as well. And Jameis Winston, who's going to miss two or three games, is with those guys? Come on now. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. He's as close to the MVP as he is to a winning season in Tampa Bay. Well, you know, they went 500 one year. So I just don't see Jameis as a leader. I mean, because just all the things that he's gone through in the offseason, you know, off the field issues and whatnot, that doesn't speak to what an MVP should be. I mean, he's a talented player, but still hasn't been able to put it together. The guy is still in college mode, and he's got to get out of it. He's a professional.
Yeah, that's not a way to respect Case Keenum and what he's able to do. Give some respect to Case. Come on, man. Potential starter for the Texans division rivals calls it a career. We'll tell you who and why shortly, but right now, got to tell you, if you're enjoying the show, tell your friends. Please tell them. Let them know they can find us on iTunes, Spotify, most anywhere you're going to find your favorite podcast. Please share the links to our show with your followers on social media so we can bring more people to the Locked On Texans party. We also want your voice to be a part of the conversation. Email us at lockedontexans@mail.com for questions or comments. You can also even email us a voicemail. We'll just use that voicemail on your phone. Most people have got that on their smartphones. You can just record something for us. You can put it in the form of a question or even a comment. You tell us how you think Deshaun Watson's going to do this year, or J.J. Watt, or the offensive line. Just do it. LockedOnTexans@mail.com. That's LockedOnTexans@mail.com. All right, Brian, last week we threw around Colts offensive lineman Jack Muhort as a potential option for the Texans, possibly in trade. Somebody that that was drafted highly by the Colts. He's an offensive lineman that a couple of years ago looked like he had a lot of potential, but Wednesday, the former second-round pick's multiple knee injuries forced him into a sudden retirement at just 26 years old. You texted me as soon as you heard the news today. Sort of a shocker, huh?
It is, because, you know, you would expect for him to try to go out and make a comeback. I mean, because he's only 26 years old, by the way. Just want to make that clear. You know, I just thought that there was still a lot of ground for him to cover, recover and to be effective out on the field. But it must have been that bad for his knees. He did sign a one-year, $1.5 million deal with the Colts. So this was more of like a prove-it deal to see if he could still go out there and play. But he must have made the decision, said, my knees can't hold up. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through this. He was a second-round pick. He was picked 59th overall in 2014. There's a second-round pick that we had that was an offensive lineman. Just wish he could have panned out the same way. Well, not necessarily the same way, but there were some productive years for Jack, particularly his first year, his second year. And then that's when the injury started to mount up in 2016. And, of course, he only played just a smidgen of games in last season, 2017. I think he only appeared in five games. So he wasn't all that effective at all. But there was a nice spurt where Jack was a regular on that offense protecting Andrew Luck. And in fact, one of Andrew Luck's best seasons on record, Jack was right there to cover him at guard.
Scratch him off the board as far as Texans trade options, that's for sure. Just want to remind our listeners, if you'd like to check out more shows from our national Locked On Network, go to LockedOnSports.com. Our new website, the Locked On Network, is up to 2.5 million downloads per month with podcasts for nearly every NFL and NBA team. We're adding Major League Baseball, college sports, about 80 in total right now, but we're going to jump up way beyond that. It's all on LockedOnSports.com. And Brian Patterson's got everything covered in Houston sports on House of Houston, a fan site affiliate. You know where to go, HouseofHouston.com, my Houston Sports Talk podcast. Easy to find on iTunes and most anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. So much good stuff. We got Ben Ryder, Astro Ball. We got Sean Bajani from Sports Radio 610 this week. Me and RG looked at everything that's been going on with the Roberto Osuna, some of the other Astros moves, Roberto Osuna, the situation, which we've got a lot to say about that for sure. So go listen to that on Houston Sports Talk. That's all we got for this Locked On Texans. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. As always, thanks for making us a part of your week.
You are Locked On Texans, your daily Houston Texans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.